I had just come from visiting mom in rehab, when not an hour later she called complaining that she had been waiting an hour and a half for someone to come and help her into her pajamas and then into bed. She got up out of her chair, something she wasn't supposed to do, that was in fact dangerous to do, and went to the doorway screaming for help. And she called me, and my call to the nursing supervisor got her the care she needed. Undoubtedly, part of your caregiving duties means dealing with the healthcare system. You probably find it difficult getting information to make informed decisions. It might seem like they are trying to move you out of the way or ignore you, rather than to encourage and support your engagement. It's probably not intentional. Often the knee-jerk reaction of health professionals is to put our loved ones in increasingly acute settings when it would be best to instead use family-provided caregiving with appropriate professional support in the most home-like environment possible. Caregiving is hard work, and fighting for the best health care for a loved one can be exasperating. Don't stop fighting. You are not the problem. As a family caregiver, your perspective is needed. Healthcare professionals may intellectually understand the importance of home and family to health, but they often do not act on it. And sometimes, being in the hospital or rehab or assisted living is the best thing for a loved one. I can tell you personally that sometimes dealing with healthcare institutions wears me out, but you have to keep fighting. Just don't do it alone. Breathe in and out. Take one step today. Find another family caregiver to talk to. As a caregiver, you toil in isolation. It not only deprives you of emotional support that others could provide, but also deprives you of learning from others' experiences and benefiting from their knowledge. Start online. Go to trusted sites like caring.com, Children of Aging Parents, the Family Caregiver Alliance, and the National Alliance for Caregiving. Check with your local area agency on aging. Find a caregiver support group, and then find a new friend and caregiver with whom you can share your journey. Other caregivers can offer the emotional support that family members often cannot. Sharing your mutual struggles and joys will make you stronger, reinvigorate you as a caregiver, and provide the comfort of knowing that you are not alone. You are not alone. I am here with you. Though you're far away, I am here to stay. But you are not alone. I am here with you. Though we're far apart, you're always in my heart. But you